Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Marchante as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchante. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests that we bring you to as we count down to this 2021 NFL draft. One of the young men making their path towards that next level is the Texas Tech Red Raiders standout offensive lineman, the interchangeable guard, if you will, Jack Anderson. He's a fabulous talent. And you guys know who are familiar with the show. I love offensive linemen. I love a tenacious guy. And this is a kid that fires off the ball. And if you watch him do his thing, he's going to finish off his man every rep. Fire off the ball, finish his man every rep. And I'm sure those NFL teams bear witness to what this young man does as well. But with that said, Jack, welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
Man, I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by. I mean, you got a lot going on. You said you're still at Michael Johnson's performance down in McKinney, you know, training as you count down these days. But I'm curious, I mean, growing up in Texas, football is football. Everyone loves it. How did you end up at Texas Tech? I believe you could have played at TCU, Georgia, Auburn. I mean, so many other opportunities. How did you know you wanted to be a Red Raider?
Yeah, so it's a funny story. I mean, Tech offered me really early. I was in, like, ninth grade, I think, so that helped a lot. And me and Coach Kingsbury got really close throughout the recruiting process. So that definitely made it easier on me. Felt like a family. I went up and visited a lot and got close with those guys, you know, Patrick Mahomes, those type of guys that were there before I got there. And, really, it helped a lot with the family ties, too. So my dad's class of 90 and my sister's class of 2016. So really, she was there when I was getting recruited, and he was there, you know, in the 90s, and he was always a big, big Tech fan. And when I was growing up, I was always at Tech games and in Lubbock and kind of just bleed red and black. So it worked out perfectly.
It has worked out perfectly. And right before we went on, now I was getting some notes ready for the show. And, you know, I mean, playing every game as a true freshman, Power 5 football, I mean, anytime you get, but I mean, you went from high school to the big time. I mean, you made it look easy, Jack. I mean, how easy was that transition, or how hard was it, and how did you mask it where it looked like it was no problem for you?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, the system change was a little difficult, learning the playbook, those type of things, coming from a wing T, a triple option offense that I was in high school, and then coming to a more air raid type of offense at Tech. That definitely didn't make it the easiest transition, but I think physically I came in at a good weight to be able to play right away, and I think I've always been pretty strong. So I think those two factors really helped me play right away.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Growing up, I mean, were you the bigger, more athletic kid from day one?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but definitely been the biggest and strongest. And like when I was growing up, that's kind of how it was. I kind of always knew that I wanted to do football and be in the NFL. So, you know, it's a dream come true.
Nice. Now, I guess when we can't kind of go on, I mean, what's it like close to this dream? I mean, you're about 2 weeks away, Jack. I mean, what's it like just waking up every day and just knowing that all this hard work has paid off and you've basically, you know, opened the next door of your football chapter?
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. You know, I definitely have always dreamed about it. And like I said, it's something that I've known that I wanted to do since a kid. So it kind of feels like I'm on the right path, you know. Kind of feels like everything is just working out how I always envisioned it. And, you know, it is very surreal, though, waking up and knowing that in a few weeks I'm going to find out where I'm getting shipped off to. And I'll be 22, living, no idea where I'm going, living alone and playing in the NFL. So, you know, it's really exciting, but it's also going to be a big jump for me.
I'm sure you're going to transition so well. And, you know, when we start talking X's and O's and what you do well, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on the program, if we threw you in that film room, you're watching tape with these NFL scouts who evaluate you, what do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run type abilities that they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
Yeah, a few things. I mean, first off, I think I'm just a mauler. Like, more than anything, I try to finish people. I think I'm the most physical O-lineman in this draft. Like, I really believe that. I really try to go out there and just move people against their will, play nasty, finish people, and I just play the game with a lot of emotion and, you know, a nasty streak, and I think that's what NFL teams really like about me. And then secondly, I think this is a fact. I'm the most experienced offensive lineman in the 2021 NFL draft. So the other day I got told I have more snaps than anyone in this draft on the O-line. So, I mean, I think that says
wow.
A lot right there. But, yeah, I can, you know, I've been out there. I've seen everything.
And durable as well. Now, how about this one? I mean, I don't think anything at this point could be unearthed about you that these teams wouldn't know. But, I mean, I know NFL personnel do listen in. This might get you bumped up a couple notches higher. Is there anything about Jack Anderson that these teams need to know 2 weeks out that can, they give a, hey, you know what, we got to get this kid off the board even quicker than what we thought?
Shoot, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know if there's anything that they don't know about me. I know they do a ton of research and background on all aspects, but I think the thing that teams don't really put into perspective, everyone wants to look at numbers and, oh, what, his 40. I mean, I think I tested well, but I think more than anything, it just comes down to who's a dog. And that's the biggest thing to me is who's going to go out there and not be scared by the moment and who's going to go out there and really, you know, just try to, you know, I think it's just not going to be too big for me. And I think that's what I want all NFL teams to know is I'm going to go out there and give it my all, and I'm going to, you know, be the player I've always been that dog that I've always been. And shoot, I think that's something I can come do right away.
Where's that dog come from? I mean, and you mentioned that mauler mentality. I mean, you know, I guess when does the attitude change on game day, and where does that kind of demeanor come as an athlete?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. You say the attitude changes on game day. That's exactly, it doesn't change on game day. Like, I'm out there in practice trying to maul people. Like, I've just been like that always. Like, I just love all the physical aspects of the game. Like, I'm out there in practice trying to kill people. That's really how it goes. Like, it's the only sport in the world where you can drive, you can, you know, hurt somebody and they love it. So, shit, that's what keeps me going.
I love it. And you know, I mentioned at the top of the show, I mean, when I'm scouting a game, I'm in a game in the press box, I got the binoculars on a guy like yourself, Jack. Sometimes I get in trouble because I won't take notes on anybody else. I have so much fun watching a tenacious lineman who just dominates. And, you know, you guys could be pulling to the left. You're pushing your guy off to the right, and we follow you all the way through the play. You got him on the ground. You'll put your hand on his head. Not you in particular, but those type of guys where, you know, it's just so much fun to watch. And I relish in it, and everyone who listens to the show knows that it's my favorite position to watch, especially a guy like you with that tenacious, that toughness. And it's football. I mean, that's what you want. I mean, when you think of offensive linemen, the last thing I would want to protect my quarterback is a soft guy up front. I mean, you definitely want a guy that you want to kind of get in the trenches with to know that he's got your back. How about this one for you, Jack? I mean, you break huddle. What's your favorite play to execute to perfection when that's called?
That's a good question. I think, you know, at Tech, we pass the ball a good amount. So, you know, if you ask me, probably say my favorite play is like the touchdown play where you get out there and, you know, you throw a bomb for a touchdown, 70, 80 yards. We had a lot of those at Tech during my time, you know, that explosive offense. I'd say, you know, that doesn't really, you know, represent how I like to play the game, but shoot, I want to win more than anything. So whatever's putting points on the board, you know, inside zone, I'm cool with. I like to get in there and just, you know, put my hands on people and really come off the ball. So I think inside zone's a good play for me.
Excellent. And we know you got more shows through the day, so we don't want to hold you up. So we're going to get you out of here. But we always like to end the show. We call it three and out. A few off-the-wall, lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those? Okay. Now, Coach Wales, you spent a couple seasons with him. In practice, was there any – quirky type habits that he had that you know, would kind of get him going if maybe if you guys had your shirts untucked or just oddball things that you might look back and laugh about now?
You mean things that, like, that pissed him off?
Yes, sir.
Then I'd say for sure the jersey hanging on the top of the pads. I like to pull the front of my jersey up during practice and try to get all that airflow. And, you know, he'd be like, pull your jersey down, pull that down, or just little things with the equipment. He's big on everyone looking uniform and, you know, us going out there looking like a team. So, you know, anything with the equipment for sure.
I love it. You know, Jack, we asked that of all the guys on the show too, and that kind of rang supreme. That's something that usually, you know, gets the coaches kind of going. As you say, you know, it kind of does piss them off a little bit. I don't know why, but, you know, they do like, you know, everyone to be in unison. How about this one? Offensive linemen are usually the bigger guys on the team. Who's the biggest eater of the Red Raiders offensive crew on that line? What's the biggest meal you've ever seen them put down?
Yeah, that's funny you'd ask, because if you ask anyone on the O-line or anyone I play with, it's me. Like, I eat more than anyone. Like, I'm a two bowls or two burrito kind of guy at Chipotle. I'd say that's like something that might be impressive. Go to Chipotle and grab two burritos after practice.
Well, Ken, starting off Red Presidential, you guys are gonna, once you get drafted, once you start doing your thing, you guys are gonna have to kind of get the Chipotle advertisement and call it the Jack Anderson, you know, I don't know, deuce or something, and have the, you know, kind of get some recognition for that. And the final one, kind of sticking to the meal plan, if you will, draft's a few weeks away. I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends as you celebrate this next football journey, Jack. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared to celebrate that special day?
Oof, that's tough, because my parents are both pretty good cooks. My dad works in the restaurant business and food management, so he's definitely a good cook. But you know, living with my mom, I'd say she's up there too. She's really good at cooking. So, I'd say I'd want her to, you know, throw down some steaks, you know, a little mashed potatoes, little asparagus, some vegetables, maybe some mushrooms. I think that'd be good with me. I think a steak sounds good.
Excellent, man. Well, hey, fabulous career. I cannot wait to watch you do your thing at the next level. And I the fan base, wherever you arrive, Jack, you're going to be a fan favorite, because everybody loves the style and tenacity that you bring. With that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us today.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jack Anderson. You got to love this young man. And he talked about that Mahler mentality. You guys know I keep preaching it, but How hell you can't love a guy like this that, you know, just gets after it and just productive, solid, arrived at Texas Tech. And as he mentioned, I did not know this, the most snaps, most experience out of any offensive lineman in this draft class. That's pretty impressive stuff. As always, we appreciate folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.